Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday, 29th of April, 2022. I hope you're ready for the weekend. TGIF. Well, I got up this morning and I had 19 emails in my email box, and I think 17 of them were from one person who it's been a friend of mine for a long time, from Todd Nielsen. And Todd is very upset over the fact that, that the United States is in the condition that it's in by relinquishing control to China, and the fact that Russia is now in cahoots with all these other countries coming against the United States and destroying the dollar. And Todd, I understand your concerns, but I will say this. There's not a cotton picking thing you could do about it. And I know you probably think that's the problem with Christians. They're too apathetic. Well, I am pretty apathetic because my hope doesn't reside in the politics and the governing rulers of this earth. My hope resides in something far better than what's going on down here. And the fact is, I believe that God has ordained everything that has happened. And I don't go along with evil, but God is sovereign over evil. And if I spend all my time worrying about Russia and China and all the other evils of society, I would have very little time left to praise my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We hope we have an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entered into that within the veil, for the forerunner is for us entered in even Jesus, whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe. The whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, who groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Surely I come quickly, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Titus 2:13, Hebrews 6:19 and 20, Acts 3:21, 2 Thessalonians 1:10, Romans 8:22 and 23, 1 John 3:2, Colossians 3:4, and Revelation 22:20. So, I'm not going to worry about what the future holds, because I know who holds the future. And I know what lies ahead. We may have some very difficult tribulation times to go through, but I know what lies ahead in the eternal future. And it's far, far greater than anything that we could ever experience down here. there's an owner of a travel agency in Kansas City whose slogan is creating memories that last a lifetime. But this lifetime is over and it disappears like a fizz. What about the slogan, I have the eternal sunshine? I like this slogan much better than his. To have the eternal sunshine is to have everlasting bliss and not just a place in physical time. We see beautiful scenes captured here in pictures on earth. But in heaven, we won't need cameras to capture them at all, not some pictures on the Facebook wall. No sad pictures in heaven, no tears of remorse. It will be God's eternal sun shining on us. Eternity will never stop. It will never run its course. The Savior will be the light of that city where we will need no sun. It will be an eternal picture of communion with the three in one. We have to go through many trials down here, but you know what? It's just a speck of dust in time, okay? Just a speck of dust in time. Well, I just am amazed at how many people have bought into the narrative. And it's spend all of their time worrying about this life. Christ did not say it would be an easy road. He did not say there would be no suffering or pain. He did not say we would not be scoffed and ridiculed and held in disdain. Man is searching for peace and joy, but can't find it in material things. He goes to church and listens to the choir sing. No, the only peace and joy is found in Christ, who created the worlds and paid the price to secure eternal redemption for his sheep. This purchased salvation brings joy and peace. When Christ's people meet around his throne to praise and worship Christ the Lamb, there will be no doubt of the peace and joy then found only in the great I Am. Well, I want to just encourage all those who hear this devotional to not focus on only on the things of this earth, because it's all going to vanish and fade away. You know, and if we saw how many people and the amount of time that was spent on worry, you know, then we would say, why don't we put our focus on something other than worry? All right. Well, I hope you have a blessed weekend, and I hope you will continue to give God all the glory in all things. And every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul. To know the future my Savior controls. There's no worrying about what will happen to me or my family, because He holds the world in the palm of His hand. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in His direction, and we are assured of His guidance and correction. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.